Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by the Automated Client Machine. This system brings you daily sales and calls booked on your calendar without burning cash on ads, posting on social media, jumping on 1,000 podcasts, or doing any cold outreach at all. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can grab a step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we do this without risking a single dollar on ads at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Justin Brennan. Justin serves as the CEO of Brennanpohl Group, a premier private real estate firm specializing in the acquisition and development of apartment complexes across the United States, with a portfolio encompassing 1,200 plus units and assets totaling $185 million. Justin, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
You know, it's actually right behind your head, that book, Atomic Habits. I was just thinking about it. It's a great book, by the way. I'd say the two things for me, it depends on your personality type, but the two things is going to be if it's not in your schedule, it doesn't exist. And then I live and die by a task list for me. And for me, it's on my phone. It's reminders. Some people like it in writing. I like it digitally because it allows me to complete it. Because for my mind, my personality style, I need checklists. And I need it on the schedule to see it, so that way it actually gets accomplished. If it's not there for me, somehow the day goes by and you feel that you're not dull or productive. Make sense?
Makes perfect sense to me. I'm I can't figure out how people are like, yeah, man, just call me back whenever. I'll probably remember. Yeah, I'll get around to it. No, dude, like you got to do this by 4 o'clock on Tuesday, okay, or it doesn't exist. Like you give me a deadline. I don't want to chase you down.
Yeah, it's interesting because they say if you give somebody a week to do something, it'll take them a week. If you give them a month, it'll take them a month, right? If you give them like 3 hours, it's amazing what it'll get done. Like if it's, like people take a week to do something you could literally do in 25 minutes, and that's frustrating, but that's the reality. I would say in lack of urgency, but it usually comes down to what's on your schedule.
Yeah, I think that opens up a broader conversation about putting things in the right size container. You know, like whenever we make dinner and there's leftovers, I've got like these four or five different little rectangle like containers that I can put food in. And sometimes you pull it out and you're like, oh, I didn't have enough space for all this extra chicken, or oh, I got the big one and only had like three bites left. It's like you got to put things in the right container. And if you've got a 25-minute task, it goes in the 25-minute container. If you've got a 3-hour task, it goes in the 3-hour container. The only difference there is how do we prioritize it? Like when does it need to be done? But if we put things in the wrong container, they wobble around, they get broken, they get spoiled. It's all kinds of weird stuff that happens.
Yeah, I always tell people it's dollar productive, dollar productive, dollar productive. And it's one of the hardest things because you can be super busy, right? People can get very busy. You can have your calendar full of busy, 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 but it's not dollar productive. And if it's not dollar productive, it should probably be outsourced, like for what you're doing in your business, your life, your job, whatever it is that you're doing. If it's not dollar productive activities that drive revenue for you, then it should be outsourced likely.
That's right. And so, what are for somebody that's trying to transition from, a hustler, a grinder, and an entrepreneur into an actual business owner, what are some of those initial things that you really should outsource so that you can maximize your ability to be dollar productive?
Yeah, so you got to think about your specific business. Is it sales? Is it the admin? Is it business development, meeting and greeting people, shaking hands? Because I always say the more hands you shake, the more money you make, right? The more hands you shake, the more money you make. And as a business owner, you're kind of stepping up to this, headline CEO role. So any of the monotonous stuff you want to, in the beginning, you feel like you're doing it all. Any new entrepreneur, solopreneur, you're doing admin, you're doing accounting, you're doing content creation, you're doing all of it, right? Sales. But at some point, and I'm even pulling myself out of segments of our businesses to insert people where I can go pay them, a fraction of my time, which I've calculated my time at over $1,000 an hour at least. So for me to go spend it for an $8 task is insanity. When, yes, that means you may need to train somebody for a little bit just to get them going, but just ensure they have proper expectations set up and then scope of work for the job. And then watch them roll and let them step up to the plate. And if they don't, right, you let them go, you bring in somebody else. And you have SOPs, right, where they say, what is that, state or services of operations, statements of operations, what do they say?
Standard operating
Standard
procedures.
operating procedures. Yeah. Build those out, and take a little bit of time to do that for you and your company. So that way you almost have a manual book ready to go for any of the monotonous stuff that's in your business. And then what I ended up doing for us is I created an enormous catalog of Loom videos and broke them out by different segments of our business. So that way I have it set up where people come in, they can literally put them through a quick little Loom video training and know everything along with their little booklet of SOPs. They're locked and loaded. And then we have a little meeting about it and we walk through it. So they should be up and running. And then it's just a follow-up process with them.
And so now that, let's say we get all of this kind of non-dollar productive stuff off of our plate, what have you found are the things that you should focus on? If I'm able to clean my plate, what is the next thing that I should put on my plate?
Yeah, so if you're a business owner, you should be, I call it almost the head of biz dev, depending on the size of your company, meaning you should be meeting and greeting people and creating connections and relationships. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert is irrelevant. For you to be able to drive, whether it's through content creation out there in the world of social media that drives people in and leads and opportunities to you, or going out and meeting, greeting people at different conferences or at different networking opportunities. Because I don't care what business you have, you are a salesperson, period. And I was even talking to my business partner the other day who runs tech companies. And he's like, Justin, we're all salespeople. Right, I'm selling our tech company to investors. I'm selling our tech company to the United States government. I'm selling myself and our businesses and everything to other people every single day, even though I don't have the classification salesperson. I'm a sales guy, and that's what we do. So that's probably the number one thing is being that the head catalyst for the company to drive things in. And once they come in, they go into their little buckets where people can then handle it.
The head catalyst. I like
Head
it.
catalyst.
I make things happen.
That's right. Because
Yeah.
at the name of the game, I mean, at some point your company can get big enough to where you're not running that role. You can actually hire a biz dev person that's going to generate that for you. But in the beginning, if there's the number one dollar productive activity you can do, like in my industry and in multifamily, it's I need to be, looking at deals, meeting and talking to brokers, taking a quick high-level analyzation of those deals, and then putting things together and raising capital. Like those are the dollar productive activities that move the needle. Me getting into the weeds of, all the little contracts and this and that and the daily property management of properties and all that other asset management type stuff. No, like that's a complete waste of my time in terms of what drives revenue. What is dollar productive and drives revenue?
Yeah, that's right. And it's a great opportunity to transition into what you really what you do in investing in multifamily real estate. And for a lot of people who aren't super experienced in real estate, it feels like this, like they're prospecting. It's kind of this making big bets and that sort of thing. But it really is a process. And there are tasks that you need to complete, and there are things that you need to do, and it is a business, and it is a business that is not really all that passive, at least for the first couple of years. And so how do you mix the dream of that financial freedom that it creates with, the work and the steps that you have to take just to get there?
Yeah, it's how it's falling in love with the process. I mean, everybody hears this, right? You can't fall in love with the goal per se or the money. Money's a great motivator, don't get me wrong. There's a lot to be made in that space. But it's falling in love with the process of it because for me, it's not about the specific dollars you can make from it. It's what those dollars can do for you and do for others. So for me, I'm big into the philanthropy and giving back. So aside of like making all this money, let's call it $1 million hypothetically. Yeah, sure, I'm going to take care of my family. But then what else can I do with that? Because now I have $1 million in cash. I don't need to go work tomorrow or the next day or the next day. What are my passions? Right? Is it giving back to philanthropies I love most? Is it my church? Is it travel? Spending time with family, creating experiences, moments? Because that's really what it's about. I mean, that's why we're all working so hard. It's so that way we can have that financial freedom and that time to then go do the things that we care most about.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And so talk to us a little bit about your company and what you focus on and who would be a good fit to connect with you.
Yeah, so our company, we have two. So the Brennan Pulley Capital, that's our capital company that buys and sells and invests and develops apartment buildings throughout the U.S. that you kind of mentioned coming in here. And then by, kind of offshoot from that, this whole investor community was created a few years ago called Multifamily Schooled, where we bring people in purely to help them get to where they want to go, because knowing that if we can help them buy a 10 to 30 unit apartment building and then maybe another 10 to 30 unit apartment building, then they're probably going to want to do a bigger one. And then collaborations and partnerships and opportunities happen together. And you've been in that space to where you know that in multifamily, if you're going to go buy apartment buildings, you need to collaborate money. You need to collaborate skill sets, right? To be able to do this business and run it. It's very rare that you see a solopreneur doing big, big, big deals, even if it's a 10, 30, 50, 100 unit apartment building. Typically, you're going to see multiple people involved in that just because the capital's bigger.
Yeah, that's right. And so where can we go to connect? And are you wanting to talk to people directly, or do you want to send them to a specific place? Where can they go?
Yeah, I tell them enjoy all our free content on YouTube. If I could drive people one space, because I just hear so much good feedback on YouTube. So you can look for Justin Brennan on YouTube, Justin Brennan on YouTube for multifamily. You'll see all of our stuff on there. Yeah, I would love people just to absorb all that free stuff, see what you like. And then sure, if you want to come in further and have a conversation, you can come right off the YouTube and we can book that for you.
Very well. Hey, thanks for being on our show. We're going to wrap up from here. Our guest, Justin Brennan, came on, shared a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. For those of you who want to connect with him directly, you can find his channel on YouTube one more time.
Justin Brennan Multifamily. Just type that into the search. It'd be easy for you.
Justin Brennan Multifamily. There you go. Whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the gym or you're somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and calls booked without having to burn money on ads or run yourself ragged chasing down your next lead, get the automated client machine blueprint at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.